It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Weather certainly feels like summer here in Corning this afternoon, early evening, as we bring you another round of Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 96 degrees, triple digits in terms of the heat index. It is certainly summer, but we got a good one for you tonight. Seneca and Corning as our Legion Baseball season continues across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tamman with you, Kirk Kilman, our studio producer, as we're just minutes away from the first pitch of the first game of this doubleheader tonight between two of the top three teams here in the Legion summer. Hiawatha currently in the mix with Corning and Seneca here with the top three records. They have certainly separated themselves away from Doniphan County, Sabetha, and Marysville. Corning has the best league record at 6-1, and then Seneca just a game and a half back at 5-2, and then Hiawatha right in the mix as well at 6-2, just a little bit over a week and change left in this regular season before we get the Legion Zone Tournament going in a couple of weeks. They're getting set for the national anthem. We'll step aside and come back, get you the lineup cards in the first pitch. It's Seneca and Corning, and it's coming up right after this.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? And let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
KNZA.
Minutes away from the first pitch, Seneca and Corning, as our Legion Baseball coverage continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon and Kurt with you. 96 degrees. It is certainly a summer early evening. Let's get you the lineups for this one. Two of the top three teams in the summer Legion season so far. We'll start with the road team in Seneca. 8 wins, 5 losses. They are 5-2 in league play. They go like this. Case Kramer leads things off, and he is pitching here this evening. Wade Leonard bats second. He is in right field. Jonah Dieters bats third. He is catching. Reese Garrity at the cleanup spot. He is at first base. John Strothman at third base. He bats fifth. Jaden Thomas in left field. He bats sixth. Garrett Herter at second base. He bats seventh. Cooper Kramer's in center. He'll bat eighth. Evan Olberding at shortstop. He'll bat ninth. And Traven Inneking is the extra hitter. He will bat tenth. So again, Kramer pitching, Leonard in right, Dieters catching, Garrity at first, Strothman at third, Thomas in left, Herter at second, Kramer in center, Olberding at short, with Inneking the extra hitter. For Corning, 7 wins, 2 losses. They are 6-1 atop this league right now with just a week and change left. They'll go like this. Trenton Talley, Centralia Panther, he is at second base and leading off. Zach Fisher is at shortstop. He'll bat second. Drew Gibbs is pitching. He bats third. And left field is JT Ross in the cleanup spot. Kyler Womack is catching and batting fifth. Race Fisher at first base. He'll bat sixth. Brett Heidemann is the extra hitter. He'll bat seventh. Hunter Lehman's in center field. He will bat eighth. Miles Wimberly is in right field batting ninth. And Henry Heidemann at third base. He will bat 10th. So again, for Corning, Talley at second, Fisher at short, Gibbs pitching, Ross in left, Womack catching, Fisher at first, Heidemann the extra hitter, Lehman in center, Wimberly in right, and Heidemann, that is Henry Heidemann, he is at third base. Corning on the field as we are set for the first pitch. Drew Gibbs, his final warm-up toss. Corning in their light baby blue tops, dark blue numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. And Seneca, their yellow tops, trimmed out in white and green with white pants here today. Case Kramer, Wade Leonard, Jonah Dieters for Seneca here in the top of the first as we are set for Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, 96 here at first pitch as Drew Gibbs gets the sign from Kyler Womack. And the first pitch in there for a strike, and we are off and running. Corning right now, just one loss in league play. They control their destiny on winning the regular season title. Seneca at 5-2, and then Corning is 6-1. Hiawatha, the other team in the mix, with a week and change left. No balls and one strike here to Case Kramer. And the next pitch on the outside corner, and it's another strike. It's 0-2. A shorter field than we're used to seeing. It is 245 down the right field line. Ground ball on the 0-2 pitch. Fielded on a hop there. Nicely done for the first out. Zach Fisher, a nice play on a hop to Race Fisher. And that goes 6-3 for the first out. That'll bring up the right fielder, Wade Leonard. Leonard bats from the right side. Again, mentioning that 245 mark down the right field line. The lefties who can pull it will certainly be in a good spot here to potentially go yard here tonight as the first pitch was inside, 1-0. Last time out for Seneca, they split with Doniphan County on Sunday, winning the first game 15-1, but losing 1-0 in game number two. Leonard takes another ball inside, 2-0. Gives his next pitch. It was a cross, but low, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. So Leonard at the advantage here. One out, nobody on, just getting going, no score. Leonard taken all the way, and that one is in there for a strike. It's 3-1. So Corning, Hiawatha, Seneca, the top three, and there's a swing and a miss, and quickly count runs full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The lower third, or I should say the lower half, of the summer league, Doniphan County, Sabetha, and Marysville. And on a 3-2 pitch, it is ball four. And a one-out walk puts Leonard at first. That brings up Jonah Dieters. Dieters the catcher. That's from the right side. Leonard at first with one out. No score, top of the first. Gibbs quickly now having to work out of the stretch. Off-speed pitch, just missing outside. It's 1-0. These two teams opened up the summer against each other back on May 28th. Felt like a long time ago. That was a split. Seneca won the first game 5-4. Corning came back with a 4-1 victory in game number two. And there's a foul ball right back into the fence. There's about maybe 3 or 4 feet between the back of the umpire and the backstops. There is not a lot of room back there. As it's 1-1, Gibbs out of the stretch, looking Leonard back to first, not much of a lead. Takes another step, and now Gibbs will toss over to first base. Leonard with a head-first slide back in safely. Still 1-1 here to Dieters. You know, the fans here out supporting are kind of all around the ballpark, finding all the shady spots. Again, it is very hot here this evening, triple digits in the heat index. As Dieters takes one for strike two, it's 1-2, but certainly the fans out supporting here this evening. That next pitch is high and inside, and Leonard's going to steal second without a throw. Got a really good jump, did Leonard, but the pitch was way high and inside, and Womack unable to make a throw. So now two balls and two strikes, runner in scoring position in the top of the first. And a foul ball out of play to the right side. It'll stay two balls and two strikes. So Case Kramer led things off, grounded out to short. Leonard walked. He's now at second base after a stolen base. And a 2-2 count here on Jonah Dieters. Now another foul ball. And we do it again at least one more time at two balls and at two strikes. Seneca 8-5 coming in. They have lost three of their last four. This is their second to last doubleheader of the regular season. We'll host Topeka on Sunday, and there's a check swing that finds the dirt, and it skips away from Womack, and Leonard able to take third base without a throw. So Leonard now at third base with one out, and the count is full here on Jonah Dieters at 3-2. Reese Garrity due up next. Big pitch coming up here for Drew Gibbs. He'll lift and fire. In there on the inside corner, strike three looking, and Dieters is down for out number two. That'll bring up Reese Garrity, the first baseman. Last shot here to get Leonard home from third. As Garrity has the advantage now, batting from the left side with that short fence in right field. There's a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch that was low, and it's 0-1. Absolutely no shade, really at all, covering this field. It is all sunshine. Next pitch, a little bit high, one ball and one strike. Leonard at third, two outs, no score, top one. Seneca trying to get on the board first. Here's the next pitch, fastball that's away. And it's 2-1. Corning still has two doubleheaders left. Sunday they'll be at Hiawatha, and then next Wednesday they'll be at home against Marysville. As Garrity with a swing and a miss, now two balls and two strikes. So a chance for Corning to get out of the inning with no harm done. The 2-2. It is low. Good stop by Womack, the catcher, and it's now full again at 3-2. So Gibbs having to grind here in the first, with a chance to leave it with a zero on the board. The 3-2. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts, and Leonard stranded at third base. We have played half an inning, no score.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Summer is here. We need to be aware of the dangers of the summer heat. Anyone that's exposed to heat is at risk, whether you're outside or simply don't have air conditioning in your home. Prevention is the key, so hydrate and take breaks to cool off. If you experience any symptoms such as dizziness, cramping, confusion, fatigue, vomiting, headache, coordination problems, or loss of consciousness, act immediately. When in doubt, call 911 or go to the hospital. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
KNZA.
Seneca in the top of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base. As now it's Corning's turn for their first at bat here in the home half of the first. Taking on Case Kramer for Seneca. It'll be Trenton Talley, Zach Fisher, and Drew Gibbs, JT Ross, in the cleanup spot. Brandon and Kurt with you here tonight. We'll have another broadcast for you on Friday night. And then one more middle of next week. And those are the final two regular season broadcasts. And then the week after that, July 10th through the 15th. That is the zone tournament. We'll have coverage of that. And then states the following week, which is July 17th through the 21st. Of course, we'll have coverage out at state if one of our local teams are able to get there. Last year we had Hiawatha playing in at Topeka. And it's the Centralia Panther, Tritton Talley, who steps in. First pitch by Case Kramer is high and in for a ball. No score, bottom of the first inning. Just getting going here. First to two that these teams will play. Kramer's next pitch is high, and it's 2-0. Another high pitch, and it's 3-0. Good eye for Talley here to begin things off in the home half of the first. Certainly a hitter's count here at 3-0. Kramer pitching. Dieters is catching. Another one high and in. It's a four-pitch walk. And Talley is at first with nobody out. That'll bring up the shortstop in Zach Fisher. 2-1-A All-State. Onega Buffalo, who helped lead his team to a fourth-place finish at the state tournament this past spring. Stands in from the right side. A little bit open on his stance. He's got Talley at first, nobody out. Quick throw over to first. And Talley back safely. And defensively for Seneca, Strothman at third, Olverding at short, Herter at second, Garrity's at first, Thomas to left, Cooper Kramer's in center, Leonard is in right. As Dieters again catching, Case Kramer is pitching. First pitch high and away, and it's 1-0. So five that have missed the zone to start for Case Kramer. And another one that's high. Two balls and no strikes. All of these pitches early have been up. Out of the stretch, looking back at first, Kramer fires. That one is a little bit closer, but it was still a tad bit up, and it's 3-0. Drew Gibbs on deck. No score, bottom one. Corning, opportunity here. And there's the first strike by Kramer, touching the inside corner. It's 3-1. Seneca left a runner stranded at third in the top half of the first. Corning's got their leadoff man on here with Talley at first. And that is ball four. Another pitch a little bit up. And back-to-back walks to lead things off. That'll bring up Drew Gibbs. So Talley to second, Fisher at first. Here's Drew Gibbs. Another Centralia Panther. Case Kramer out of the stretch, looks back at second, first pitch high for a ball. Not many shady spots available, but the fans finding them here. And there's another fastball that runs high and in, and it's 2-0. So Kramer struggling a little bit here in the first. Finding the strike zone. That one catches the outside corner. Two balls and one strike here to Gibbs. Corning trying to strike first here in the home half of the first. Kramer looks back at second. Talley steps back towards the bag, and this one is hit well to right field, but playable. And Leonard under it to make the catch. No play, or I should say no advance by either of the two runners, so a big first out. And that'll bring up JT Ross. Ross, the left fielder, in the cleanup spot, batting from the left side. With one out and two on, no score, bottom one. Going old school, no batting gloves. Little open on his stance from the left side, and now he hits this one to the opposite field, and that's going to be over the left fielder in Thomas. That's up against the fence. That'll bring in at least one, and it'll be an RBI double, and Corning out to a 1-0 lead. JT Ross comes through with the RBI double. Tally in standing from second base. They hold Fisher at third. And now second and third with one out. And Corning now a 1-0 lead. And here's Kyler Womack. First pitch by Kramer a little bit up. And it's 1-0. So back-to-back walks and then an RBI double by Ross. Corning leading 1-0. Now this one is hit well towards the gap in left center field and looking up, and that is gone! It is over the fence, just shaded left side of center field, and Kyler Womack, a 3-run shot. And just like that, it is 4-0 in favor of Corning. Just cleared the fence. 277 to center, and Womack put a charge into it. And Corning now, with a solid first inning, continuing with just one out. And that'll bring up Race Fisher, the first baseman. So back-to-back walks, a double, and then a 3-run homer. First pitch by Kramer is in there for a strike. Corning out to the 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. The 0-1. Just inside, one ball and one strike. Cooper Kramer was out there in center. As soon as the ball was hit, he kind of played it as he thought it was going to be gone from the jump. He just watched it sail over the fence. There was actually a couple of spectators out there who were close to it under the shade. But Kramer in center is playing to his left as it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Fisher. Again, it was 277 to center and just cleared it for the 3-run jack. Now this one is hit well towards the gap in left center, and that baby is gone! Looking up was Thomas in left field. Back-to-back homers for Corning, and they now lead it 5-0. Corning showing the power here in the first. And now it is Brett Heideman, the extra hitter. That one, a no-doubter. Thomas, the left fielder, as soon as it was off the bat, he didn't even move. Hang on throughout the summer, 275 down the left field line, just 245 on the right field line, and now here's a ground ball played by the shortstop in Overding. Nicely done, moving to his left. That'll be an out, 6-3 for out number 2. And then from left center to right center, 277 across the board. That'll bring up Hunter Lehman, the center fielder. Kramer's pitch is high for a ball. The eighth batter to come up here for Corning in the first. They are out to a 5-0 lead. Kramer's next pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Kyler Womack, a 3-run homer. And that was followed up by a solo shot from Race Fisher. Next pitch runs up and in. Now 2 balls and 1 strike here to Lehman. That's from the right side, fairly straight up with his stance, maybe a tad bit open. Plays back in the box. Good look outside corner there for a strike, and it's 2-2. So a strike from getting out of the inning, but Corning has done the damage. And there it is, a swing and a miss. So Kramer comes back with a strikeout to end it. 8 come up, 2 home runs highlighted by Kyler Womack's 3-run shot after 1 inning of play. Corning 5, Seneca nothing.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent. tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KNZA.
Top of the second inning, Corning a five spot in the first. They lead it 5-0 over Seneca. Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. C&K Service, your independent Betha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Corning, 5 runs, 3 hits, no errors, nobody left on in the first. 2 home runs in the inning. Kyler Womack, a 3-run shot, and then Race Fisher followed it with a solo shot, and now a 5-0 advantage as Drew Gibbs back to work. He will face 5, 6, and 7 in the Seneca order here in the second with Stroffman, Thomas, and Herter, and then Cooper Kramer if one of those three are able to get on. Can't imagine you feel for a guy like Kyler Womack catching on a hot day like today. As the first pitch here to start the second inning to Stroffman is fouled away for strike one. Seneca stranded a runner at third in the first. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch, and Stroffman quickly down 0-2. This is a Corning team that is right now the hottest team in the area. They have won 7 of 8. Stroffman fouls one away to keep it alive at 0-2. Their only loss in that stretch was to Hiawatha, who's right there in the mix as well atop the standings with Corning and Seneca. Seneca was kind of on the opposite direction coming in, losing 3 of their last 4. Now there's just a slow roller between the catcher and the pitcher. Womack, the catcher, makes the play to first in time for the out. Athletic play by Womack in 1 up and 1 down. That'll bring up Jaden Thomas, the left fielder. Top of the second inning, 5-0. Corning leading Seneca. Respecting Thomas, who bats from the left side, fouls one off his own ankle, kind of hobbles away for the first strike. Now you're a baseball player when up to bat with a big bag of sunflower seeds in the back pocket. No balls and one strike. Thomas is okay after taking one off the ankle there. Back in. Drew Gibbs out of the windup. And the next pitch skips in the dirt. 1 ball and 1 strike. So with a week and a half left, roughly in the regular season, Corning, Hiawatha, and Seneca are the top 3 teams playing for the regular season title, with Corning controlling its destiny with just 1 loss in league play. Thomas takes another strike, 1-2, and the 2-strike pitch is a little bit high and up, or I should say high and away, and evened up 2 balls and 2 strikes. League records, Corning 6-1, Hiawatha 6-2, Seneca 5-2. And that one's roped right back up the middle, and on a 2-2 count, a sharp single by Jaden Thomas, the first hit for Seneca. And they got 1 on and 1 out for Garrett Herter. Herter bats from the right side, playing second base. Thomas at first with one out. Corning 5, Seneca nothing. Gibbs quick throw to first. And Thomas back in time. Gibbs back to the stretch. Fires. Swing and a miss. No balls and one strike here on Herter. Thomas, the first hit for Seneca. Sharp single to center. Gibbs another toss back to first. And Thomas back in safely. Seneca's got a ways to go to come back. Down 5-0 here in the second. Oh, and an off-speed pitch tails away outside the zone, and swinging through it is Herter, and it's quickly 0-2. Womack the catcher, Henry Heideman playing at third, Fisher at second, that's Zach, and then Race Fisher at first, Tally's at second, Ross in left, Lehman in center, Wimberly is in right, defensively for Corning. Just missing, and now first, and playing it good was Jaden Thomas. He took off, and I'm not sure if Womack saw that he took off. He'll throw down to first, and Thomas was 60% of the way up to second base, and he is there. Thomas has stolen base. He's in scoring position. One ball and two strikes here on Herter. Gibbs' next pitch. In there. Strike three call. About the same location. This time it's called strike three. And there's the second out. Third strikeout now for Gibbs. Now it's up to Cooper Kramer, the center fielder, who will also bat from the left side. Got Thomas at second base and now two outs. Gibbs still out of the stretch. Fires. Low and inside for a ball. Five to nothing. The Corning lead here in the top of the second. Fastball high, 2-0. Corning their last time out. They've had a week off. They played last Wednesday. Swept Marysville with wins of 14-3 and then 18-2. Next pitch outside. So it's now three balls and no strikes here to Cooper Kramer with Evan Olberding on deck. Seneca down five. They're in the top of the second. There's a four-pitch walk and the inning continues. So Kramer to first. Thomas at second. Here's the shortstop, Evan Olberding. RBI chance here for him, number 9 hitter in the order. Fifth to come up here in the second, but two outs. First pitch outside for a ball. A little bit of shade cover down the first baseline. But outside of that, it is all sunshine on this field. It was 96 at first pitch. That one's fouled straight back. One ball and one strike. What is certainly a summer early. Thomas at second. Kramer at first. Two outs. Gibbs fires. And they're going to say that check swing went around. And Olberding now down one ball and two strikes. So Gibbs trying to work out of another little jam here for a second consecutive inning, and he does so. Strike three on the outside corner. Four strikeouts now for Drew Gibbs, two in each of the first two innings, and after one and a half, it's a 5-0 Corning lead.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
5-0 Corning as we hit the bottom of the second inning. Brandon and Kurt with you. Our broadcast presented by Keim TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Have you seen today? Seneca in the top of the second. No runs, one hit. They stranded two. And Drew Gibbs now four strikeouts. Here early on, Corning up for a second time. It'll be Miles Wimberly to lead things off. His team outs to this 5-0. Is high for a ball. 9-10-1 in the Corning order. They sent up eight in the first. Two home runs in the inning. They went back-to-back. Kyler Womack, a three-run homer. Race Fisher followed that up with a solo shot. Covered four of the five runs. And then it was also JT Ross who added an RBI double. There's an off-speed pitch that catches the outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike. Wimberly, Heideman, and Talley. Ground ball, left side, playable by Strothman. So Wimberly's going to be safe at first base on a throwing error, and that'll bring up Henry Heideman. It wasn't very hard struck, but certainly Strothman had enough time to make the throw, but it was just high over the outstretched arm of Garrity. And now the leadoff man on as Kramer throws back to first. Not in time. Wimberly there safely. So here's Henry Heideman, the third baseman. First pitch to him is hit down the right field line. It's tailing towards foul territory, and it is foul. And it's 0-1. And just 245 down the right field line. It's a higher fence in that direction. It cuts off just shy of right center field where it's 277. Right center, center, and then left center. And then it's 275 down the left field line. We've already seen again the two home runs from Corning in the first. As Heideman takes one a little bit inside, one ball and one strike. Corning certainly offensively one of the tops in the league so far this summer. Seneca has had their fair share of double-digit run games. That pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Wimberly at first, nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Corning up with a 5-0 lead here on Seneca. Here's Kramer's next pitch, and hit well towards the gap in left center, and that one is down, and it skips up against the fence. Another extra base hit for Corning. It's played in by Cooper Kramer, and they're going to actually hold Heideman to first, so it's a long single. Wimberly goes first to third, and they have him at the corners with nobody out. So spoke a little soon on the extra base hit comment. Heideman took a long turn at first, but ended up going back. So a long single, Wimberly at third, Heideman at first, nobody out, and back to the top of the order with Trenton Talley. Walked and scored in his first at bat, takes one outside for a ball. So Corning, really good opportunity here to add to this five-run lead. Kramer back to the stretch and fires. Skips in the dirt. Good stop there by Dieters, the catcher. And it's two balls and no strikes. An error and a single. Have runners at the corners with nobody out. Another one outside. Gets a earlier that there is very little room between home plate and the backstop. So if it gets away from the catcher, you're probably not going to try to score from third. And now it's a 3-0 count here on Talley, who took a four-pitch walk in his first at-bat and has a chance to do it here in his second at-bat. Now he ropes one to right field. Looking over it is Leonard, and it's off the fence. He'll be held to a long single, and a run is in as the two runners had to hold up a little bit to make sure it wasn't going to be caught. And it's an RBI single for Trenton Talley as Wimberly is in from third, and then Heidemann goes first to third. So on a 3-0 count, Talley swinging all the way, and he hits it dead off the right field fence, and it's 6-0 Corning, and a chance for more. Zach Fisher is up, takes a first pitch that is low for a ball. He walked and scored in his first AB. So you have Heidemann at third, Talley at first. Fisher taken all the way. That one's in there for a strike. It's one ball and one strike. So Corning offensively here in the first near two innings have been very solid. Next pitch just off to the outside. It's 2-1 here on Zach Fisher. He also here has an RBI chance. 6-0, the Corning lead, bottom of the second. And now he rips this one towards the gap in right center. It's a home run shot, and it's a three-run shot. The third home run for Corning. He knew it right off the bat. And just like that, it is 9-0 in favor of the home squad. Oppo knock for Zach Fisher, the All-State player for Onega. So the third home run in the game for Corning. Three driven in there by Fisher. And the first four that have come up here for Corning in the second have all scored. An error, a single, and a home run. And now a meeting on the hill here for Seneca, who's in the hole a little bit, down 9-0. A players-only meeting there as Case Kramer now has to deal with Drew Gibbs, who flew out to right his first time up. Corning scored 5 in the first, and they have added already 4 more here in the second. With still nobody out, they have hit 3 home runs. Kramer back to it, and now this one is lifted towards left field, right in front of the fence. And the catch is made by Thomas for the first out. Gibbs maybe 5 feet away from a home run there. But nonetheless, Seneca gets a big first out. That'll bring up JT Ross. Ross doubled in a run in the first. Came around to score on the three-run homer by Womack. And now he hits this one to the opposite field. Thomas looks up, and that baby is gone. Make it 4 home runs now for Corning. This one for JT Ross. And it's a 10 spot here through not even 2 innings for Corning. They lead it 10-0. Now 4 home runs in the game. So Ross, a double and a home run in his first 2 at-bats. That'll bring up Kyler Womack, who had the big 3-run homer in the first. And he'll ground this one to the left side, played by Strothman at third. The throw right on the money for the second out. So 2 outs, nobody on. Race Fisher, he homered in his first at bat. Stands there with nobody on and 2 outs. Corning 5 in the first. They have added 5 more here in the second. There's a swing and a miss by Fisher. It's 0-1. And just like the first, state batters have come up. Race the eighth man here to come up in the second. And he's quickly down, though, 0-2. Kramer's pitch, just missing on the outside corner. Well, Dieter's the catcher. and Fisher both walked off like it was going to be strike three, but the umpire didn't say a word. And it's 1-2. Fisher stays alive for another pitch. And he'll swing and miss that one all air on a high fastball. So ultimately it is a strikeout. But Corning doing the damage once again as they hit two more home runs. Now four in the game. And it's now a 10-0 Corning lead. We head to the third inning of play here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers, it's that time of year again. The warm south winds are beginning to blow and the fields are greening up. The strong south winds can help to produce those famous Kansas thunderstorms. Don't wait until it's too late. Let SBS Insurance give you worry-free protection for maturing crops during those stormy spring days with various crop hail insurance products. Stop by your local SBS Insurance office today for all your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Third inning we go. It's all Corning. 10-0 is their lead. Five in the first, five more in the second. They have hit four home runs. Four hits, one error. They left zero on base. And Seneca got a lot of work to do here, but still early. Third inning we go. 10-1-2 in the order. Traven Inneking will lead things off. Case Kramer after that. Wade Leonard after that. Gibbs with a 10-0 advantage back on the mound. First pitch missing for a ball. Gibbs has struck out four in two innings. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone. One ball and one strike here to the extra hitter, Traven Inneking. Here is the 1-1. Out the same spots. Knee high on the outside. It's 1-2. Home runs in the game for Corning. Fisher has one. Ross has one. Actually, both Fishers have one. Now, this one is hit high in the air, playable inside the grass, and the shortstop, Zach Fisher, makes the catch for the Kramer. Again, mentioning again, home runs for Zach Fisher, Race Fisher, JT Ross, and Kyler Womack. One out, nobody on here in the top of the third. Back to the top of the order. First pitch to Kramer, and he swings and misses at one in the dirt. And it's 0-1. He grounded out to short to open up the game. And bats here from the right side. Second time here tonight in this ball game. A little bit open on his stance. That one up and in. One ball and one strike. These two teams split back in late May to begin the summer. They were both low-scoring games, 5-4 and 4-1. Split the pair. Right now in the top of the third, Corning a 10-0 lead. There's a strike. Fastball knee high on the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes here to Kramer. Gibbs looking for another strikeout, and not this one at least, or not on this pitch as it's fouled away. And it stays two balls and two strikes. Seneca has just one more doubleheader after tonight. They will host Topeka Legion on Sunday. Another foul ball, two balls and two strikes. Corning, both non-league. This doubleheader tonight is counting towards their league records. Corning on Sunday will be at Hiawatha, and then next Wednesday they'll host Marysville. This one is ripped towards the gap in left center, and that's going to one-hop the fence. and another long turn again with the short field. We have seen multiple hard hit balls that have reached the fence, but have only ended up being singles, and that's the case here for Kramer. It's a one-out single, and his first hit tonight, and that brings up Wade Leonard. So one on and one out, top three, 10-0 Corning. Gibbs out of the stretch. First pitch to Leonard, low for a ball, and a steal attempt, and under the tag as the ball got away from the shortstop in Zach Fisher. The throw was in time by Womack, but it just got kicked away, and there's a stolen base by Kramer. So he's in scoring position with one out. A 1-0 count here with Leonard, who walked and was stranded at third, and he gets hit by a pitch. So tried to shimmy his way out of it, but could not move in time. That one hits him in the lower half, and now he is at first. So first and second with one out. That brings up Jonah Dieters. So Seneca a chance to get on the board here in the third. They need something to get them going here, down 10-0. Next pitch, or I should say the first pitch, it skips up, blocked by Womack. Two Dieters, it's 1-0. Dieters struck out his first time up. Seneca's got Case Kramer at second base, Wade Leonard at first. Gibbs trying to keep that zero on the board, but this one is hit well towards right center field, looking up, and Seneca tacks on three. Shot for the catcher, Jonah Dieters. And Seneca is finally on the board. They trail 10-3 here in the third. Certainly a shot of life. That is the fifth home run we have seen in this game. And the first for Seneca. An opposite field shot to right center off the bat of Jonah Dieters. So 10-3 now the score. One out, nobody on for Reese Garrity. Struck out his first time up, swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. It is 0-1. So a shot of life for Seneca here in the third. Still a long way to go. They're down 7. Now there's a fastball that is swung on and missed. It's quickly 0-2. So a pop out, a single, a hit batter, and there's a three-pitch strikeout for out number two. Second time Garrity has gone down on strikes. Two outs for John Strothman. So again, mentioning a pop out, a single, a hit batter, a three-run homer, and now a strikeout. And Strothman nearly takes one off the shoulder, but out of the way in time, it's 1-0. Strothman, a little tapper ground out to Womack, the catcher, his first time up. Now here's a ground ball fielded by Gibbs. He'll just casually underhand it to first for the out. That retires the side. But Seneca, a shot of life. It's a three-run homer by Jonah Dieters. And after 2.5 innings, Corning 10 and Seneca 3.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1 staff to 4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZN.
Seneca on the board in the top of the third inning. Three runs, couple of hits, nobody left on. A three-run homer by Jonah Dieters. To the bottom of the third we go. It's still Corning out in front with a 10-3 advantage. We have seen five home runs in the game, four by Corning, and then the one by Dieters for Seneca. Corning has scored five in each of the first two, have hit two home runs in each of the first two. Case Kramer back to work here for Seneca. His team is chipped away, but still down seven. It'll be Brett Heidemann to lead things off for Corning, followed by Hunter Lehmann and Miles Wimberly. 7, 8, and 9 in the Corning order. 10 runs, 7 hits, nobody left on. 3 runs, 3 hits, 3 left on for Seneca as we start the bottom of the third. Case Kramer's first pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Brett Heidemann grounded out to short his first time up. He's the extra hitter in the first of two games tonight. Next one outside, 1-1. The last league doubleheader for both of these teams, as their remaining schedule will feature non-league doubleheaders to close things out here in the next week. Swing and a miss there by Heidemann. It's 1-2. And the 1-2. It is high. 2-2. A warm, warm evening. Another one that's high. 3-2. So from 1-2, and Heidemann has worked it back to a full count. And he takes one inside for 4, and he is on to lead off the home half of the third. That'll bring up Hunter Lehmann, a strikeout victim his first time up. He's got Heidemann at first with nobody down. You're in the bottom of the third. Corning 10, Seneca 3. 5 home runs total in the game. Corning has hit 4 of them. Quickly back to the stretch is Kramer, and Lehmann shows bunt, pulls it back, pitch was inside for a ball. We've slowly kind of continued on. There's a little bit more shade kind of moving in towards the right side, but still about 90% of the field is all open in the sun. Next pitch was a little bit outside, 2-0 here on Lehmann. Certainly if you're Seneca, after trailing 10-0 and getting 3 back to make it 10-3, you certainly don't want to let Corning continue their dominant stretch here offensively, as they have scored 5 in the first two, or 5 in each of the first two, I should say, as the 2-0 there to Lehmann is in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Got a 3.5-step lead for Heidemann at first. Kramer checks it and throws it that way. And Heidemann back in safely. 2-1 here to Lehmann. Bottom of the third. Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A 10-3 Corning lead. Lehmann shows bunt, and he whipped at it for a strike and a throw to first. Not in time. The throw was on the outside of the foul line. And if that throw was maybe inside, that could have been maybe a pickoff at first. Heidemann is back, and the count now 2-2 on Lehmann. See if he tries to show bunt maybe with 2 strikes, might just swing away. Kramer's pitch, and he fouls this one away. It stays 2-2. So Corning had 5 runs on 3 hits in the first, 5 runs on 4 hits in the second, 4 home runs by 4 different players. Kramer's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with an off-speed pitch on the outside corner. Lehmann strikes out for a second time, and that's the first out, and that'll bring up Miles Wimberly. Heidemann at first base, now 1 out. And Wimberly reached on an error and scored in his first at-bat in the second. 1 out, 1 on here, bottom 3. Corning 10, Seneca 3. That one is inside, skips away, and a throw to second base, not in time. As Heidemann now up to second base on the wild pitch. So a base hit could add another run. Count 1-0 here on Wimberly. He grounded it to third his first time, but then Strothman at third, just a high throw. That got away from the first baseman. Next one missing. It is 2-0 here on Wimberly. Kramer's next pitch is high and in. And three balls and no strikes with Henry Heidemann due up next. Not much of a lead at second for Brett Heidemann. Kramer's next pitch in there for a strike. And it's three balls and one strike. The 3-1. Ground ball to the right side, and it finds the hole into right field for a hit. And they will hold Heidemann at third base. Leonard gets it in quickly, and a single puts him on the corners with one out. First hit for Wimberly. He has reached now twice. And here is a number 10 spot in the order, the final spot, that is Henry Heidemann. Singled and scored his first time up and now has an RBI chance here in the third with one out. First pitch to him inside for a ball. He singled on a 1-2 pitch. Ended up scoring in that five-run second inning. Takes another one low. It's 2-0. You have Brett Heidemann at third. You have Miles Wimberly at first. Henry Heidemann at the dish with a 2-0 count. Kramer's next pitch. It is in there for a strike. They'll play it to second. Throw home. Not in time. So Wimberly took off for second base, and Dieters made a throw to second. It was cut off. But Heidemann came charging in from third, and he scores. And everyone is safe. And now it's 11-3. Now you have Wimberly at second base, count 2-1 here on Henry Heidemann. So Corning continues the streak, scoring in every inning so far. Now this one is ripped down the right field line, but foul. Now two balls and two strikes. So Corning has added to it, 11-3, still just one out in the bottom of the third. Henry Heidemann up, a 2-2 count with Miles Wimberly at second base. Top of the order, due up next. Kramer looks back at second, and the next pitch is high, and the count is full at 3-2. So a walk, a strikeout, and a single, and then a double steal. Giving Corning their run here in the third, their lead 11-3. Big 3-2 pitch coming up. Ground ball through the hole, and it's into left center field for a hit. And rounding third is Miles Wimberly, and the throw not in time. And then on the throw, Henry's going to take second base without a throw. It's an RBI for Heidemann, and it's now 12-3 Corning. And back to the top of the order, Trenton Talley. Walked in the first, singled in the second with an RBI, and has scored two runs. 12-3, the Corning lead. They have added two more here in the third. Still a chance for more with just nobody out. Kramer's pitch in there for a strike. Corning scored the first 10 of the game. It was 10-0. Seneca came back and got three in the third. But Corning now has added two more themselves here in the home half of the third. Here's a slow chopper back to the pitcher. Kramer's only play is to first. Makes it for the second out as Henry Heidemann moves up to third. Now it's up to Zach Fisher, who has walked and has also hit a three-run home run and has scored twice. He's got Henry Heidemann at third with two down. 12-3 Corning, bottom three. Kramer out of the stretch, fires, pitches outside for a ball. Fisher's three-run home run in the second, a no-doubter to the opposite field, to right center. About right over the 277 sign. Great power from the right side. There's a foul ball. One ball and one strike. Helping Onega to arguably one of their best seasons, if not maybe the best season in school history. A top four finish in 2-1A. Fisher was All-State. Certainly one of the best pitchers at the 2-1A level. Take an off-speed pitch in there for a strike, and he's down 1-2. Corning 12, Seneca 3. Bottom of the third. Runner at third, two down. 1-2 count here on Fisher, the pitch. Outside. Two balls and two strikes. Of the fans here watching this one, finding spots in the shade, and there's a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch that gets away, and that'll be strike three. And Corning leaves a runner stranded at third, but they tack on two more, and after three innings, they have a 12-3 lead over Seneca here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelbly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Corning in the home half of the third. Two runs, couple of hits. They left one on base, highlighted by a double steal that led to their first run, and then an RBI hit by Henry Heidemann. They have extended their lead on Seneca 12-3 as we start the fourth inning. A warm, warm evening here in Corning. Brandon and Kurt with you. Broadcast presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu for more information. Drew Gibbs back to work for Corning to start the fourth. It'll be Jaden Thomas, Garrett Herter, and Cooper Kramer due up for Seneca here in the fourth. Needing something to keep this one alive as Corning, a potential chance at a run rule win here in the first game. And Gibbs' first pitch to Thomas is high and away for a ball. Thomas had the first hit of the game for Seneca back in the second. It was a single. Stole second, was left stranded there. Hits one to the left side. A difficult play and throw for the out. Nicely done by the third baseman and Henry Heidemann. That'll be 5-3 for the first out. That'll bring up Garrett Herter. Struck out his first time up. Nobody on, one out here in the top of the fourth. Seneca trailing by a score of 12-3. We have seen five home runs in the game. Corning has hit four of the five. Seneca got one from Jonah Dieters in the last inning, counting for the three runs that Seneca's got. First pitch swing and a miss by Herter. It's 0-1. Here's the 0-1. Off speed that catches the outside corner, quickly 0-2. A little bit more shade coming in onto the field from the right side, but still mostly sunshine out there. 0-2 a little bit outside. 1-2. Gibbs the 1-2. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Quickly 2-2. Herter is struck out now twice. That'll bring up Cooper Kramer. That's now 6 strikeouts for Gibbs. Kramer walked in his first at-bat, but didn't advance past first base. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch inside. It's 0-1. The Corning lead. They scored 5 in the first, 5 in the second, 2 more in the third. Seneca got their 3 runs in the third on a home run by Jonah Dieters. 1-1 here to Cooper Kramer. Gibbs pitch in the dirt, now 2-1. It's a fresh new ball from the umpire. Back on the rubber. Trying to retire Seneca 1-2-3 and potentially lead his team to a game one victory. Next pitch in there for a strike. Kramer watched it all the way. It's 2-2. 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. Just missing outside, and it's 3-2. Evan Olberding is due up next. Gibbs fires, got him, strike 3, and that is quickly a 1-2-3 frame. So it's a 12-3 Corning lead. We'll step aside back after this.
This is John Runnebaum, Regional Market President at Community National Bank. Community National Bank is your trusted strategic partner and local community bank. We prioritize your financial goals and provide tailored solutions to meet your unique needs. Our experienced team is dedicated to building lasting relationships and supporting the growth of your business. Count on us for your personalized service, innovative banking products, and a commitment to the success of the local community. Welcome home to Community National Bank, serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Fazer, Topeka, and Overland Park.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find one, standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Corning trying to move to 8-1 over their last 9 games. If they can close this one out here potentially with a run rule win in the fourth, they come up here with a 12-3 lead against Seneca. As we got a new pitcher in for Seneca, it is Jaden Thomas. Takes over for Case Kramer. Believe Kramer now out in left field. Outside of that, the alignment defensively for Seneca is still the same. So 10 after 4, 8 after 5, the Legion run rule. And right now, Corning with a 9-run lead as they come up here in the bottom of the fourth. So if they score 1, the game is over. And they have scored in every inning so far. They scored 5 in the first, 5 in the second, and 2 in the third. They have hit 4 home runs. It'll be Drew Gibbs to lead things off. He is 0 for 2, couple of flyouts. Thomas's first pitch is low for a ball. All 3 of the outfielders, with the exception of Leonard and Wright, pretty much playing right up against the fence. And it's a little bit shorter field than we're used to seeing across the area. That's why we've seen 5 home runs today. Next pitch low to Gibbs. Two balls and no strikes. Ross will follow. Womack after that. You're in the home half of the fourth. Off-speed pitch by Thomas in there, looking all the way was Gibbs, and it's 2-1. So one run is all Corning needs to wrap up the first of two here tonight. Thomas's pitch off-speed, it's away, it's 3-1. The next batter, JT Ross, has homered. After that, Womack, who has also homered. And a ground ball left side, and it's through the hole between third and short into left field for a hit. So on a 3-1 count, Gibbs, on a pitch that was low, that could have been maybe ball four, he swings at it anyways and drives it to left for a single. That is his first hit, and he represents the winning run. So he's at first with nobody out, and now it's up to JT Ross, who is 2-for-2, a double and a home run, two RBIs and two runs scored. Thomas's first pitch to him a little bit outside for a ball. Corning 12, Seneca 3. You're in the bottom of the fourth. Gibbs at first representing the winning run via a run rule. Now this one is drilled towards left center field. Looking up, it is gone! An opposite field home run for JT Ross. That is his second home run of the game, and that is the game. So it's a walk-off home run for JT Ross, and the game is over. It'll be a 14-3 four-inning win for Corning. They are now 8-2 and 7-1 in league play. The loss for Seneca, now 8-6 and 5-3. We'll step aside. We'll have our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, but our postgame is coming up after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
KNZA.
Last time for us here for this Legion baseball game tonight, as it ends in four innings, as Corning to three innings, Corning 2-7. That and then lost 4. Now 8-5 and coming up. Kilman with the all time. I want to thank MTS Truck Betha offering great bridges and to Beth and say Kirkwood and Sport House Auto House today. Ohio game momentarily, but just not wait as they had 5 runs on 3 hits. 2 home runs in that frame. They went back-to-back. Kyler Womack, a 3-run shot, and followed up by Race Fisher, a solo home run, and then they would add 5 runs on 4 hits. Zach Fisher hit a 3-run shot, and then 2 batters later, JT Ross, a solo variety. And then the third inning, they would add 2 more, and highlighted there, an RBI single by Henry Heidemann. They also got another run on a double steal. And then the walk-off home run for JT Ross in the fourth after a leadoff single by Drew Gibbs. They needed just one run to end the game via the run rule. JT Ross, opposite field home run, which was his second of the game, and that ended it there for Corning. Seneca got their three runs in the third inning. That was a three-run thing. 14 runs, 11 hits. They had no errors. They left just one on base. And Seneca, for them, they had three runs, three hits, one error, and they left three on base. Seneca now 8-6, 5-3 in league play. Corning has now won 8 of 9, and they are 8-2 and 7-1 in league play. Now time for our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, and we're going with the man who walked it off. That's JT Ross for Corning. Three at-bats, two home runs, and a double. He drove in four, and he scored three runs. So he certainly had a dominant performance here tonight, and that earns him our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. JT Ross, 3 for 3, two home runs, a double, four RBIs, and three runs scored. So, coming up next for both of these teams, got just a little bit over a week left in the regular season. Seneca, again, this is after they play one more here to cap off their doubleheader tonight. Corning still with two doubleheaders left. They'll play two at Hiawatha on Sunday afternoon, and then next Wednesday night they'll play two against Marysville at home. Seneca's got one left, the doubleheader on Sunday. They will host the Topeka Legion baseball team. Of course, the zone tournament, July 10 through the 15th. And we'll have coverage potentially of one of our locals if they can get to state, as that'll be July 17 through the 21st. Again, the final score, 14-3. Corning wins it in four innings. For Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you Friday for more Legion baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.